Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rohn. We start hour number two, and the program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, so looking ahead, the third hour is going to be busier in the sense that I've got two interviews. Andre Roberts plays wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. That's exactly 1 hour from right now. Then I've got Kevin King in the last segment of the program. Both those interviews in hour number three, meaning hour number two belongs to you. If you want to call, if you want to tweet, if you want to email, and you want to be heard, you want somebody to see your content, you want somebody to hear what you say, somebody to see what you've tweeted, you want me to retweet one of your tweets, all these things should go down this hour. It's your best chance to get through. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rohn. Email me at Rohn, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Let me start you off with some of your reaction. Wells. Yo, Jay. What's up? Signed Hawk. Looking at his post-work joint. Dear Jim. Famously introverted Alvin. Homeschooling his kids is a great idea. Signed Hiring Hilaire is your vocal coach. Brett and Bugaha.
That is ridiculous.
That is a ridiculous analogy or a ridiculous comparison, Brett.
That is ridiculous.
Just because Alvin is not ultra gregarious does not mean that he is not capable of homeschooling his own children. He is UC educated. He is very, very bright. He is a great man and leader for his family. And on the days that he actually does come in here, he's a great worker. So no, that's a bad and, quote, ridiculous comparison.
That is ridiculous.
Romy, you have a big dump in your toilet. Regards, Gurley's phone.
You have a big dump in your pants.
I'm aware of that story. I'm trying not to talk about it. And then you got this guy. Jaime, did you call this cream puff one of the country's finest athletes? Seriously. The bro has about a 1-inch vertical, and the only way he can get open is by taking 8 steps instead of 2. Signed, Stephen S.A. He's talking about James Harden. Here's the thing, Steve. I like you. I like your contributions. I even believe that you are the way you project on social. Rich, having an enormous garage with a bunch of luxury sleds. I believe you. I just can't believe how stupid that take is. It's just wrong, Steve. You know this. You're wrong. I mean, it really is moronic. I mean, if that's your take on James Harden, you clearly do not watch basketball, or if you watch basketball, you do not understand basketball. Yes, the guy looks chunked up right about now.
Fat.
But he absolutely murders defenders on a nightly basis. And you're worried about his vert, right? You're worried that this guy can't jump out of the gym. You're worried that this guy cannot jump over the backboard. My man, you're a doctor. I know you're smart. This guy murders, humiliates, embarrasses, destroys, abuses anybody standing anywhere near him on a nightly basis. Can get 40 whenever against whomever he wants. And you're telling me this cream puff can't do anything without taking 8 steps, and he has a 1-inch vert. I guarantee this guy's vert is at least a half foot. And does it really matter anyway? Again, this guy needs to be committed, and he needs to be there for his team, but he's not competing in a bodybuilding competition. This is not CrossFit. He's competing in basketball, and he's doing pretty well in that competition. In terms of that competition, that basketball competition, that thing where he competes, every night he's averaging 34, 8, and 7. That's a career night for most guys who've ever been in that league. He gets it every single night. 34-8-7. So, quote, the bro is fine. He's just a little chunked up right now. 1-800-636-8686. The things, the people, the threads, the topics, the themes that y'all decide to go in on never cease to amaze me. Yeah, he's chunky. You know, another guy that I've not talked about this week who's getting a lot of heat for being chunked up, Luka. Luka. Never mind that Luka is going to go down as one of the greatest NBAers ever.
My name is Luka.
Shut up, Rit. You're something else, Rit. You really are. Rit's like an old man in a candy store. Just looking around at his board. What can I hit next? What button can I push? Man, I sure hope he goes to that Luka thought that he had so I can hit that button.
My name is Luka.
Hey, Rit, are you having fun? Are you having fun, Rit? Because I'm not, and I generally do. Are you having fun? I'm not. Rit just muttered under his breath, yes, you are. Hey, Rit, look at me. Read my lips. No, I am not. I am not having fun. Normally, I have a lot of fun, but that's on those days when you're not wearing a tie and sitting in the front row.
That is ridiculous.
Playing the Luka drop. All right. I want to talk about tonight's matchup. Call Adam Hawk. 1-800-636-8686. If you can somehow play your way through him, you can get to me, and then you get on the air, and then 8 billion people hear what you have to say. It's an amazing world. So the franchise locations have changed. However, the bitter hate between Raider fan and Charger fan has not. Fan base mantras of Raiders suck, Chargers rule, good night now. And Chargers suck, Raiders rule, good night now. That will never die. I don't care where you put those teams. I don't care what kind of super shiny, spectacular edifices they get to play in. That will never change. Those two fan bases will hate each other's guts. And you guessed it, it is in fact Hell Freaking Week. A shortened Hell Week, but Hell Week nonetheless. These two teams squaring up and looking to give each other the hands for the first time ever in Sin City on Thursday Night Football. If my man Nate Diaz were here, I'd say, hey, Nate, what do you make of that? He'd say, now, no. This fister is not at Dana White's UFC Apex Center, although I'm sure that Raider fan would not mind borrowing Uncle Dana's octagon and biting Charger fans' ear off in it. I will never forget that. Never forget that. A Charger fan bit part of a, or a Raider fan bit part of a Charger fan's ear off in a San Diego bar the week of Hell Week. Look it up. Google it. It's an actual thing. And I remember somebody calling me when I was talking about it on the air and saying, Rome, I was there. And I said, you were? What was it like? He goes, dude, I have never heard a scream like that before. I said, I would imagine. You probably never saw a dude get his ear bitten off either. Hey, man, you don't want to be in a fight in a bar. There are no rules, especially if you're a Raider fan. If there's an ear, it's getting bitten off. Anyway, the fight, this fister, this fight, this brawl, it's not going to take place in Uncle Dana's octagon, but rather a few minutes west on the 15 at the Raiders' brand new multi-billion dollar crib. And while you never need any added motivation for Hell Week, there is actually a lot on the line tonight, especially for the Raiders. And by a lot, I mean their entire season. They're on the outside looking in. They're 7-6. They're a game back of number 7 seed Miami. The Dolphins and Ravens are sitting at 8-5, but the Raiders play the Dolphins next week. I mean, in short, they've got to win them all. The Raiders have to win them all coming in, but they have to win tonight against a Charger team that has already had its season end, but would like nothing more than to wreck the Raiders season. Again, a must-win game for the Raiders to stay alive. And that's because the Raiders were looking good, right? What the hell happened to them? They were 6-3, and then Chunk Gruden was getting all this love, and Derek Carr was getting all this love. They were 6-3. Everybody was apologizing for what they said about the Raiders, and it looked like everything really had changed. And then Chunk Gruden's squad pulled one Paul Pierce after another, a.k.a. they dumped in their pants.
You have a big dump in your pants.
Honestly, Raider fan, for a squad that has prided and sold itself on character and handling adversity all season long, you have done anything but that since you had that heartbreaking loss to Kansas City last month. Because in the 3 weeks since that L, you have looked like garbage.
Garbage!
In fact, you are 1-0 blitz away from being 0-3 over that span and already dead and gone. And you know what? It's mostly because of that defense. Yes, Derek Carr has not taken care of the football, and that's been a major issue of late. However, my guy is not the one out there on defense. Your biggest problem is that in the game of tackle football, you are struggling to actually tackle, or cover, or rush the passer, or stop the run. Chunk finally had seen enough after Uncle Philip Rivers and the Colts hung 44 on them Sunday and racked up more than 450 yards of total offense. Because after that embarrassing display, he finally gave his D coordinator, Paul Gunther, his walking papers. Even before dinner time. That's how bent Gruden was. He broke his guy off before dinner. And now he's promoted a legend by the name of Rodney Marinelli as interim DC. And if you know anything about me and you know anything about this program, you know this is the biggest Rodney Marinelli house ever. I love Rod Marinelli. Everybody who's ever played for him loves Rod. Trust me, if there's anybody anywhere who knows that my man's shovel is sharp, his pick is sharp, and his will is outstanding, it's me. However, this defense that he's working with is none of those things right now. Rod, you get your hands full now. You know this. And I know you have a war story or two to try to motivate your troops, but you might not even have enough lectures to get these guys right. That's how bad your defense is. Hell, now might be the time, Rod. And I know that you're like a man's man. I love Rod Marinelli. I love him. Now might be the time, though, Rod, to hit me up, 1-800-636-8686, not to talk to me, but to tap into today's tie-wearing board op, to pick his brain about his vast experience in combat. Believe it or not, Rod, I got a guy on staff who can share a story or 10.
Finally.
That guy. Ol' Ike Ritt. Actually, at one point in his life, he may be a beaten-down, sugar-addicted board operator. But at one point in his life, he was, in fact, a 5-star general in the Army and served as Supreme Commander of the Allied Expeditionary Forces in Europe. Yes, he's an old sugar-addicted dude in a tie and looks like a moron now. But do not be fooled. He might be the only one alive with more wisdom on the art of war than even you, Rod. And like I said, you will need it all to get these guys right defensively. And you're on a short week, and it's hell week, and it's a must-win game. Why do you need help? Because your D lacks talent, and they need to be ready before they report to duty, sir. Honestly, the best thing is to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. We know this, but it's too late for that. Because tonight, you're squaring off against a Chargers offense led by rookie phenom Justin Herbert. Herbert, this guy's an absolute star in the making. And while he recently has been hit with some rookie learning curves, he is still on pace to throw for more touchdowns than any rookie ever has. He's been that good. He's dangerous. The Chargers season at 4-9 is shot, but their long-term future with Herbert is not. And understand this about the Chargers. they know they're not really playing for anything other than the proverbial what they put on tape, because they never know where they're going to end up. They're playing for pride. But you know what they're playing for? They're playing to wreck you, Raider fan. They're playing to wreck the Raiders season. They're playing the role of spoiler. Honestly, too, Charger fan, for all the problems you've dealt with, you actually have it better than most. I mean, you've been able to parlay a Hall of Fame career of Philip Rivers into Herbert. That's amazing. Think about that. Ask Miami how hard that is. Ask Buffalo how hard that is. Ask them how hard that is to find a franchise quarterback. You went from one right to another. And you're going Phil to Justin with not one down season. I mean, dadgummit. It's amazing. Anyway, tonight, as much as I love both these quarterbacks, this game is about to come down to the running game, right? Each could be about each team's star running back. The Chargers' weak spot on D is their run defense. Josh Jacobs of the Raiders is a stud, at least a stud talent. Yes, I expected his numbers to be better, honestly. But tonight might be the night he gets his. Oh, and a side note, how many of you fantasy honks are still furious at Jacobs for that deke that he pulled on you on Sunday? Did it work? You know what I'm talking about, fantasy honk. I answer my own question. I know how pissed you are about that. Again, I digress. Back to the game. For the Chargers, Austin Eckler is back. And this will be his fourth game back from injury. Each week, he's getting better and better, warming up more and more. And how much does Herbert love having this guy as a safety blanket? Hell, he's targeted him out of the backfield at least 9 times each contest that he's been back. Clearly, you want that guy with the ball in his hands. Clearly, you want that guy in space. Clearly, if Herbert needs some help, he's going to find Eckler. Good game tonight, because it's bitter and there's hate and there's venom and there are stakes. There are stakes, even for a 7-6 versus 4-9 team. There are stakes. There's always stakes when these two teams play, but especially tonight because the Raiders are trying to keep their season alive. Thursday night football, hell week, bitter rivals, and a season on the line. Raider fan, hell, Raider Mike. Where in the hell are you, Raider Mike?
And you know,
that's like sending out the Raider Mike Batlight. Just pop that button, Rit.
And you know,
when I want Raider Mike to call, I just hit that.
And you know,
again.
And you know,
Charger fan, show me your lightning bolt. And if you're one of those people who doesn't really give a damn, but are going to get down, Raiders minus 3 right now. Who you like? Raiders minus 3. Man, they have been a mess since Kansas City dropped a dagger on them. Can they get right tonight? Do you like them? And do you like them enough to lay 3? Who you like? You get your phone number. Hit me up. All right, let's take a short time out. Can't wait to play some of the bites from Clinton Portis. He showed up huge yesterday. I'm pumped for that one. If you got an idea who you want to hear on our podcast, find old man Rit when he's done popping those buttons. He will go to his phone. He'll check his Twitter feed. This dude's like a dog who hasn't eaten, man. Rit's got some dog in him. Rit has got some booking dog in him. Rit can turn some big guests. All right, we are coming right back. I'm trying not to talk about that Todd Gurley story. I will talk about a player who fractured his throat and played through it. And I will take your phone calls. All that's coming up.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Some reaction to Chargers, Raiders, Squirrel 2. Quote, the Raiders and Chargers are playing tonight. Go Raiders. Yours, the death row inmate who chose Go Raiders as his final words. Chris, no longer in St. Pete. Chargers v. Raiders as we know it. Soccer moms versus convicts. Signed, Sophisticated Americans. Hitman Canadian tweets. Rit. I laughed out loud at the Luca blast. Saved me a tweet.
My name is Luca.
Kane tweets, writ play to drop that 90% of us were thinking of.
My name is Luca.
The 90% of you are morons. You don't want to throw in with writ. There's really nothing unique about writ at all. Rick continues to say, quote, 96% have continued to back me, like he's got 96% of the popular vote. 96% of those who voted for you really had a vote that they hated Hawk. Let's not confuse these two things, Rick. That's not a vote for you. It's a vote against Hawk. All right, so off the top. Let me be very clear about this. This next take is disgusting in nature. Not graphic in nature, disgusting in nature. I also want to say off the top, I've got an affinity for Atlanta Falcons running back Todd Gurley. Always have. Always liked the guy personally. Always like his game. Always like his running style. Cool dude. Super chill. Fun vibe. Great quotes about absolutely hating Thursday night football. The guy loves cats. I got to respect that, too. Like, I have no issues with TG3. But it has been a pretty interesting year for him. And it's got nothing to do with his fall off since the 2018 season. More to do with his fall down in the end zone that cost the Falcons a game a few weeks back. And everything to do with a few tweets that he unfortunately thumbed out yesterday. Again, be warned. This is disgusting in nature. If you ate lunch or you're about to eat lunch, this would be a great time to see what else is playing on the radio. I'm sorry, programmers. I understand that that is sacrilege. I rarely, if ever, would encourage somebody to find another show during my show. But if you're around food right now, you might want to tag yourself out of this conversation because TG3 just went TMI and did so in the most revolting way imaginable. With that said, because you have been warned, let me read now from Todd Gurley's Twitter feed and see if I can get through it without yakking, without puking, without throwing up, without gacking. Exactly 22 hours ago, Todd Gurley posted the following on social media. Quote, I dropped my phone in the toilet while taking a number two. Bleep happens literally. End of tweet. One more time, in case you think you just heard that incorrectly because you did not. Quote, I dropped my phone in the toilet while taking a number two. Bleep happens literally. End of tweet. Yo, T. Why? Why, Todd? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Can I back away from that, Rit? That gal got hit in the kneecap with a lead pipe. She had a reason to ask why. Actually, I just had a reason to ask why, too. Why, Todd? Hey, Todd. Why? Not why did you drop your phone in the can while taking a dump? Not that. But why did you feel the need to tell America that you dropped your phone in the can while taking a dump? Why?
That's just,
that is one of the weirdest, nastiest, grossest volunteered tweets ever. No one needed to know that. No one wanted to know that. No one needed to think about that. Because everybody's first thought is going to be exactly what mine was. What's the first thing that popped into your head when I said that? What device did you tweet that from? It sure as hell better not have been the blower that you just fished out of the growler tank. It better have been a backup blower, a burner blower. There's no way you went plunging in your own mess for a phone only to use the same phone to tweet out what just happened. Right? We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's get to former defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. jumping in the mentions and asking, quote, how though? Apparently Todd was pretty pleased with himself and had no inclination to stop telling a story that nobody wanted to hear, because Gurley quickly thumbed back, quote, man, I laid it on my lap, and the next thing I know, it's sitting on a pile of poop. End of tweet. If you hate me right now, I don't blame you. I hate myself right now, but not as much as I hate Todd Gurley for these tweets and these visuals. Who the hell does what he did and then rushes right to a public social medium forum to tell everybody about it? And if that weren't sufficiently gross enough, Todd Growler then answered the question that I posed earlier. And holy hell, I wish he would not have. Quote, I just sprayed my phone with Mrs. Meyer's cleaner and called it a day. Broham, unless Mrs. Meyer's cleaner is a blowtorch, I don't know that that's going to work. Right about now, I would like to spray my ears and my eyes with Mrs. Meyer's cleaner and call it a day. Hell, I would drink that stuff if it would enable me to unhear, unsee, and unthink about everything I just talked about. Hell, even if it would kill me, it might be better than having to live with this. Todd Gurley has made $49 million in a six-year NFL career, and he's out here deep-sea fishing for a poop phone and live-tweeting the entire thing. Apparently from the poop phone. Why stop there? Why not rope somebody else into this? Gurley the Swirly bookended his day on Twitter with this, and I quote, this is insane. He went with this, and I quote, yo, Lamar Jackson, got any tips, my dude?
I was cramping. I ain't putting a Paul Pierce. I didn't put a Paul Pierce. I was cramping.
Bro, he went there. How the hell are you going to drag Lamar into this? Leave the man alone. He's got nothing to do with this. And if he had any tips for you, it would be the same ones that I and everybody else have for you. Namely, keep everything that happened yesterday to yourself, like all of it, and throw that phone away stat. And don't you dare go trying to trade that thing in either. Do not go to the Apple website to try to find directions for a trade-in. Trash that thing, because you can't refurbish it. Apple can't refurbish that. Nobody can. There's no way you're, quote, refurbishing that phone. I'll tell you, I have never in my life wanted to see the fail whale as badly as I wanted to see it yesterday. And it could have prevented that. Because right now, I've got some images in my head that I cannot get out of. It's like, you know how I always say the internet is in ink? We saw those images. They're in ink in my mental hard drive. There's no clean install. There's no, I can't wipe that clean. Thanks, Todd. I mean, dude, you've always been like one of the best guys. Dude, thank you. Thank you so little. Thank you for nothing at all. It's disgusting.
That massive ostrich in his pan.
I mean, all right, it happened. I'm not even saying I don't see how it happened. I'm saying I don't see how you share that with the world, man. And not only that, having the best time ever. Hey, Lamar, my dude, got any tips? Hey, Ritt, did you just drop a Greg Norman blast in there? What's that got to do with anything?
That massive ostrich in his pan.
Did you just think that because Rex's brand is poop that any Rex take would work. That was not Rex on excrement, Rit. That was Rex on Greg Norman. Dude, you are so far in over your bald head. It's incredible. Dang, Rit. Damn, Rit. All right. This is why Twitter can be good, but is often the worst thing ever. Because when something like that happens, somebody thinks, you know what? I got to share that story. No, you don't, TG. No, you do not. And you know why I share that story? Because I couldn't get it out of my head, and I was having a hard time with it. And now it's in your head, and now you can deal with it. Misery loves company, and that story made me miserable. And since I couldn't shake it, and I couldn't get it out of my head, I was going to make damn sure it got in your head. It's only fair. It's only fair. All right, let's get out. Still ahead. Clinton Portis is on episode 155 of the Jim Rome podcast. 155 eps and almost no double ups. CP, I've got that for you. First up, I got a sports update. Here's the very...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dell Technologies. End of the year sale is the perfect time to upgrade. You can save big on computers with Intel Core processors for your small business, plus free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Understand this. I understand that was a pretty disturbing take, a pretty graphic take, a pretty revolting take, a pretty disgusting take. This is not false indignation on my part. I'm not doing this wink, wink, and like I think it's funny and cool. I don't. It's disgusting. But understand this. I'm just following content. I'm just following content. Now, had that happened to me and I had rushed forward with that story, that would be different. They'd be like, Rome, are you kidding? You've been afforded the opportunity to have a forum this big. You're in the Radio Hall of Fame. And you're talking about dropping your phone in the can and taking a dump on it. And you're sharing that with us. If that were the case, that'd be one thing. But that's not what happened. This is a star athlete, a great NFLer, sharing this on a public social media forum. I'm following content. I'm doing my job. It's disgusting, I know. But understand that when I do something like that. Lamar Jackson. I'm not the one who had diarrhea. He did. Allegedly. But that was not going to be a story. This guy disappears in the middle of a must-win game to keep their season alive. The MVP formerly of the league just disappears. And the team says he had a cramp. And it seems really suspect, right? A cramp in December, and he's gone in a must-win game. And then comes out of nowhere to win the game. And I'm not going to talk about the fact that this guy had diarrhea, allegedly. Again, I'm not the one who had it. I'm not the one who came flying down the hallway to salvage hour number three. I'm just following content, man. Don't hang this on me.
What a disgusting display.
I know. Like, dear Jim, believe me, I don't think number two smack is funny or cool. I wish none of it ever happened. I don't even want to talk about it. In fact, I'm so against it that I had a take on it back in the day, and I completely disavowed and disowned it and forgot that I said it until somebody produced documentation that I did. So what I'm saying to you is do not shoot the messenger. Don't put it on me. I'm just following content. Dear Jim, pull the ripcord on the girly take. I'm gagging. Ted in San Carlos, 93 Gaucho. What's up, fam? I know you're smart, Ted. I know you're successful, Ted.
Here we go.
I know you're cool, Ted. How do I know all that? Because you're a gaucho, son. I'm proud of you. Hey, Rome, you see? Dropping your phone in that Wisco lake was not so bad after all. Keith in Greenville. It's a good point. Cranberry over Dingleberry all day, right? It's Cranberry Lake. Put some respect on it, Kevin. Cranberry Lake.
Eagle River.
Our house is on Catfish Lake. I dropped the phone into Cranberry Lake. Two amazing lakes, but you're right. I thought that was pretty traumatic. And again, that was not just any phone. That was a European phone. One of the stupidest things I do. I don't do it anymore. But yes, I would buy imported phones. Why? Because they are custom and they are nice. And I dropped it in the lake and fried it. That's what I get for buying a European phone that's custom. Yeah, you don't even want to know. If you think iPhones are expensive, you would not imagine what that custom phone cost me. I wrecked. Let's see here. All right, so here's a long form email that's really interesting. Jim, number one, recognition to you. I discovered your show circa 1995 as a 20-year-old working in landscaping and trying to figure out his life. Many years and a PhD later, I'm still organizing my day around your show. Thank you for everything. Man, that's amazing. That's a great story. So let me stop right there. He was working in landscaping. He was age 20, didn't know what he wanted to do. And all these years later, he is a PhD. And I feel pretty good about him saying, I still organize my day around your show. Number two, Bitcoin. Past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. One can expect Bitcoin to continue to fluctuate as it has since its conception. As Bitcoin increases in value, I peel off a little bit. I reinvest that into ETFs. Try waste management, water purification, and supply, and treasury bonds. ETFs are great for earning dividends that are reinvested in whatever ETF it originates from. As Bitcoin decreases in value, I peel funds out of ETFs and I put them back into Bitcoin. I heard you mention that you use Robinhood, as do I. Incidentally, Robinhood charges very, very little to make trades. Essentially, one can diversify and grow their portfolio over many trades and not expect to pay any more than a few bucks a month in trades. Gravy on top of gravy. Again, thank you to yourself and your entire crew. Best, Alec. Boy, that's awesome, Alec. Thank you for the advice. All right, so what he's saying is it's going to fluctuate. History will repeat itself. When it does, peel some off, drop it into ETFs. And then, as it decreases in value, peel some of the funds out of the ETFs and pump it back into Bitcoin. I like it. All right, let's go to the phones. All right, if this person says who this person says they are, I am very eager to take this phone call. In Sacramento, Kim. Kim told Adam Hawk that she is a frontline worker. Let's go to Sacramento, right to the front of the line. Kim, it is so good to have you on the show. Are you really a frontline worker?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you so much, Kim. Well, thank you so much for everything you do. How are you?
I'm very good. But the reason why I'm calling today is actually to thank you for what you've done for me this year. I just wanted to say thank you and happy holiday season to all you guys there, and especially the JTP for making this year fun for me for a year that's had its issues. So to show you my appreciation, I put together a little tune that shows you no matter how crappy things are, they can always be worse. On the 12th day of Christmas, Iray gave to me 12 lungs exclaiming, 11 rats are roasting, 10 pigeons pecking, 9 bras a-narking, 8 beers a-chugging, 7 dumpsters burning, 6 roaches squirming, 5 pea-soaked cardigans, 4 cardboard houses, 3 shopping carts, 2 moldy eggs, and an incurable case of Hep C. War Lady clones, War Riches jerky, Merry Christmas clones, I'm out.
Oh, Kim.
War Lady clones.
Kim? Kim? All right, Kim, my reaction. First of all, Kim, sincerely, thank you so much for all the work you're doing. Thank you to everybody on the front line. Thank you to everyone who is sacrificing and risking so much for all of us. Thank you, Kim, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Thank you. Now, a question. I just want to confirm what I heard. Did a frontline worker just do a song about bum smack? I think that's what I heard. Kim. Kim in Sacramento. Thank you, Kim, for everything and your song. That was a song about bum smack, right? Was that not 12 Days of Iray? I mean, like, I'm so hopeful that at the end she said, and a case of Pepsi and not Hep-C. Tell me it was Pepsi and not Hep-C. Oh, Kim. Well, that was something else. When we return, Buffalo Bills wide receiver Andre Roberts. Hey, Kim. I see you, Kim. Kim in Sacramento. Go ahead, rack that call. Rack or writ. We'll be right back.